It's over. And Derry have won by 112 to 14 points, 19 seconds after the 3 minutes of allocated time. The Donegal mentors not happy with the linesman. And, well, they might make their way to the referee. Derry have won by 112 to 14 points and are through to face Donegal, or through to face Tyrone in the Ulster final. Donegal management team not happy with the way that game concluded there. Ryan McNichol, he came on at halftime and scored the crucial last gasp point, 19 seconds past the 3 minutes of allocated time. And Donegal are devastated. They were 7-4 up at halftime, but that goal from Oisin Doherty was crucial for Derry in the start of the second half. Donegal went 4 points ahead, and Donegal fought back. Kevin Lynch won a free, then scored the leveller. It looked like that was going to be enough to send the game to extra time, but there was just enough time for Ryan McNichol to kick over the winning point, Martin.
Yeah, there's a Donegal mentor getting booked down here. He's gone on to him, he's a cap on him, but the referee's taken down. I'd say he'll be suspended after this. And I thought the referee wasn't good at all. I can't understand why we don't put more experienced referees into these games. And I didn't, you know, the way he reffed it, you know, and they end up. I think that the first half performance, Derry were good. And it's funny, somebody came up the stairs and said, I think maybe Donegal didn't score enough the first half. The possession they had, and maybe that was proven right. The 3-point lead at half time, probably Enda wasn't up, but Derry controlled the second half. Now, we can complain about everything else and that there. But Derry, Oisin Doherty's goal chance was a big goal chance that he could have buried in the net. I think Derry overall were probably the better team, and the experienced players made a big difference the second half. Rory Forbes, Patrick McGurk, Ryan McNichol, Oisin Doherty, Niall O'Donnell, them players were really good the second half, and so was the likes of James Murray, the fullback. The two cornerbacks handled a lot of ball as well. I think just looking at it, probably overall the better team won it, and they end up, now they were poor the first half, maybe Donegal weren't far enough. It's a great performance by a lot of Donegal players. They really worked their socks off, tried hard, everybody. And the big man that came in, Kevin Lynch, made some difference, given the field. He gave us a new option to put high ball in on top of them the second half, and that fell forwardly. But a lot of good players at Donegal that we'll see and hear of again. A lot of players in the field, I'm not going to mention anybody, but a lot of good players. So look, at Derry Tyrone Ulster final, it's interesting, the two games ended up 15-14, both semi-finals ended up that way. You know, Monaghan got beat 15-14, whatever. Derry was at 2-9 to 14 points, and here it was the same score. So look, at unlucky, good night, good football, but Derry the second half were a different team we've seen the first half, and they really upped the ante, and them the big players made the difference. Like, you look at it, Rory Forbes got 3 points from play, Conal Hare, another midfielder, one from play, Paddy McGuth, the fullback, one from play, Rory McNichol came on at half time and scored 2 points from play, and then Oisin Doherty 1-2 from play. They were the men made the difference, that bit of leadership and everything else. So wish them the best in the final next week. And suppose, you know, in a way, it probably releases the two big players, Luke McGlynn and Oisin Coughlin. Will they be named now in the Donegal squad for the Tyrone game on Sunday? Because the two of them, listen, would perform well, and they definitely wouldn't be out of place on the senior team and everything else. So anyway, it's a good performance by Donegal, you have to say. But Derry were just, to me, particularly in the second half, the better team.
So that's the full-time score here in the Ulster Under-20 Championship. It is Donegal 14 points, Derry 112. Derry advance through to face Tyrone in the Ulster Under-20 final.